the concepts of worship and viscerency and viscerency. Worshipper. Destination. The Quranic statement. To God we belong, and to God is our return. Chapter 2, verse 156. Represents the Islamic map of life. It is an entire way of seeing and responding to the world, where life and every particle of it takes on direction, significance, and purpose when God is in the beginning and the end. Choice. Humans, like all creatures, must by necessity be servants to something. Throughout their journey, every human is confronted with essentially the same choice. Will they be a slave to God or to false masters of their own making? There is no other alternatives. The Quranic declaration, "You, God, alone we worship. You alone we ask for help." Chapter 1, verse 5, emphasizes servitude and reliance on God alone, and freedom and independence from everything else. Soul power. A human affirming that there is no God but God is submitting to God not only as the Creator, but as the only Master, Refuge, Sustainer, Sovereign, Lawgiver, and the only power that can benefit or harm, give or withhold, exalt or abase, cause life or death. Therefore, no one has the right to be worshipped or sought help from or hoped or feared except God alone. This attitude is summed up succinctly in the Quran as, "Sufficient for me is God. There is no God except Him. On Him I have relied, and He is the Lord of the Great Throne." Chapter 9, verse 129. Living worship. To submit properly, one must fully submit, with all of life's activities conforming to the instructions of the one to whom one is submitting. Islam, being a whole way of life, provides a concept of worship as broad as life itself, encompassing not only ritual worship, but also behavior and common daily tasks. A supplication in the Quran reads, "Indeed, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living, and my dying are all for God, the Lord of the worlds." Chapter 6, verse 162. God points out in His words, "You, Satan, will certainly have no authority over my servants, except the deviant who follow you." Quran, chapter 15, verse 42. That the belief in His oneness and the worship of Him alone frees the human being from slavery, diminution, and subjugation of oneself to false gods and false attachments. Visurgent. The Islamic purpose of life is a consistent one, prevalent throughout the entire life. Special distinction. According to the Quran, God created humans in the best form with the highest faculties of feeling and intellect, chapter 95, verse 4, and distinguished them above many of His other creatures, chapter 17, verse 70. Equal before God. All human beings are equal, having intrinsic worth and dignity. Superiority of one over another is only on the basis of piety and good action. Verily, in God's sight, the noblest of you is the most righteous of you. Quran, chapter 49, verse 13. God's vicegerent. Every human has both the dignity and the responsibility to act as God's vicegerent or representative on earth. The role of every individual is one of guardianship and betterment, which requires nurturing and acting according to God's qualities, truth, compassion, mercy, knowledge, justice, and so forth, and law in every aspect of life towards every created being. individual responsibility. Every human, and no one else, will bear the consequences of their actions, good or evil, during this life journey. Their time, knowledge, wealth, and strength are the most important assets of which they should make the best use for the benefit of themselves and others. On Judgment Day, every individual will be asked by God how they spent each of these. Trust. Earth, creation, and nature have been placed in the hands of humankind in trust and not as property, to be used for the benefit of humanity and all created things. It shall be accounted for when life is over.